Bibles out, 1 Samuel chapter number 15. Quickly with church history, nation of Israel is delivered out of Egypt. They wander for a number of years. Following the wandering, Joshua, they conquest the land. There's a time of judges. Following the judges, we're brought to the book of Samuel. Up until Samuel's time, judges ruled. It was a cyclical apostasy, hundreds of years of doing right, seeing God's blessings, doing wrong, seeing God's judgment. Samuel takes the Eli's in charge, then Samuel. The people say, "We see what your kids are like. We don't want anything to do with them. We want a king." That's pretty much the story. God grants their desire. Samuel reluctant to give them that, but still God says it's okay, and they anoint King Saul. Saul is the first king of the nation of Israel. He will reign for 40 years. Where we find our story in 1 Samuel chapter 15, Israel's in trouble. Israel's in trouble not because it's surrounded by enemies. Israel is not in trouble because of idolatry. Israel is not in trouble because the people are not following the commandments of God. Israel's in trouble because they have a leader that thinks he's more important than what the God says. In 1 Samuel chapter number 15, we're told of these things. In verse 17, it says, "And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou made the head of the tribes of Israel. And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel." He reminds Saul, he says, "Saul, you have a problem, and your problem is your pride." And that pride catches up with Saul. As the king rules without the Lord, a young man will take the center stage. He is the second king of Israel. He is King David. King David is now face to face with the Philistines. This young boy defeats the giant, brings victory. 1 Samuel chapter 17, we love the story. How many of you love the story of David and Goliath? Absolutely. Five smooth stones, doesn't need five, just needs one, sinks it into the giant's head. He goes up there, doesn't even have a sword. Love the story, right? Takes out the giant's sword, cuts the giant's head off, lifts the giant's head up, and the Philistines take flight, and they go running, and they chase him. And we look at that and go, what a great victory for an underdog, right? That's why, and we love that. We see, you come with me with might, I come to you in the, by the power and strength of God. Amen. And we love that. That's encouraging. But what this young boy reveals to us is that there was a great problem, because he was not the only person on the stage that day. King Saul was also there. And it reveals, yes, a victory brought by a young boy, but it also revealed a great problem in the lack of godly leadership. David has been anointed king, and he had yet to take the throne. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, we see what is so special about David. And tonight's message comes out of 1 Samuel chapter 18. Again, let's remember, King Saul is still on the throne. David has been anointed king. God's hand, verbally, exemplary, whatever which way you can identify it, has lifted off of Saul. Saul has gone to Samuel and has pleaded for God's hand back in his life. And Samuel says, "I can't grant you that." And here there's this young boy who's brought into Saul's house, best friends with Saul's son, Jonathan. And 1 Samuel chapter 18 gives us, again, some insight of what made David so special. Again, at this point, he's a young man. We don't have his specific age, but we know not following long after chapter 17 is chapter 18. And under 25, maybe? Reasonable to say such a thing? The Bible tells us about Samuel here, starting in verse 1 in chapter 18. It came to pass when he was made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Best buddies. Saul took him that day and would not let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his own soul. And Jonathan is the son of Saul. Jonathan is an honorable man, a good man. We'll see him later on. He sneaks in and kills the Philistine garrison, just a recon mission, him and his armor bearer. But Jonathan stripped himself of the robe that was on him. That was his royalty. And gave it to David and his garments, even to his sword. Jonathan was had some rule in the army. Abner would be the head of Saul's army, but Jonathan certainly has some rule there. And his bow and to his girdle. Could you imagine? Here's David, and now he's wearing the sword of authority. He has the robe of royalty on him. The Bible says in verse 5, and David went out whithersoever Saul sent him. And I want you to pay attention to this phrase, and behave in himself wisely. Saul sent him over the men of war, and he was accepted in the sight of the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. What made David so special? Well, no matter what circumstance he was in to begin with, he behaved himself wisely. There's a great value in behaving yourself wisely. It says this, he behaved himself wisely. And Saul sends him over the men of war. I was talking to someone today, her son was in the army. Without getting into details, it sounded like that was a tough ride for her son. If any of you have been in the military, maybe lost or saved, you understand the opportunities amongst men sometimes. But yet, the Bible says this, as he was in, set him over the men of war, he was accepted in the sight of the people because he behaved himself wisely. Wherever he went, David behaved himself wisely. And we too should conduct ourselves in the same way. Not knowing who is watching. The Bible says, also in the sight of Saul's servants. He wasn't just a wise man among his peers and fellow warriors. No, even the servants looked up to him. For a servant to look up to somebody means that you treated the servant nicely, kindly, with grace. Hey, when you're in authority, a lot of times what you'll see is authority just walking over servants. But what made David special? He behaved himself wisely, not just amongst the men of war, but also in the sight of the servants. Look at Proverbs chapter 19. Hold your hand in 1 Samuel 18. We'll come back there. But Proverbs chapter 19. Now, the main point tonight is, are you behaving yourself wisely? The Bible says, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Proverbs 19:1. Proverbs 28:6, a similar verse. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. So I'll do right when I have money. No, the Bible expects us to do right regardless of the circumstances. David, amongst the men of war, could have kind of got caught up in that. Could have behaved himself in a way that was conducive with men in military. Maybe spoke a certain way, acted a certain way, treated others a certain way. There's a, sometimes there's a mentality with authority that corrupts your mind and corrupts how you see other people. What are you talking about? Sometimes, I don't really appreciate our first responders and our police, but I've talked to some police people that, law enforcement, that just look down on some people. Now, that's not always the case. I'm just saying, you get authority and all of a sudden amongst those men. But the Bible tells us about David that he behaved himself wisely. That's coming from God. Amen. Hey, you don't have to be rich to behave yourself wisely. We just read two verses in Proverbs 28:6 again. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness. Sure, he conducted himself wisely against his peers and where he wanted to excel, but what about around the servants where he had authority over them? Nope, still behaved himself wisely. And I'm going to ask you here tonight, does everybody see you behaving yourself wisely? Well, I behave myself wisely when I'm around the bosses. But then when I get around the lower, I be careful. Proverbs 21:3 says this, to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. No, that means, hey, do right the first time and don't have to make an offering to cover up your sins. It's better just to walk with the Lord than to have to ask the Lord to forgive us, right? I mean, 1 John 1:9 is in the Scriptures, but it certainly is better to just do right the first time. 1 Peter chapter number 3, look there. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse 16. 1 Peter 3:16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Hey, it's not just what you're saying, it's how you conduct yourself. Oh, sure, someone can say, hey, this guy, he's no good, but your demonstration day after day just puts to silence their accusations. Why is that? Because you behaved yourself wisely. Number one, behave yourself wisely in the sight of all. In the sight of all. Number two, go back to 1 Samuel chapter number 18. 1 Samuel 18. Behave yourself wisely. Chapter 18, verse 13. Therefore Saul removed him from him and made him the captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved himself wisely. Look at, in all his ways. And the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Why? Because David had something Saul did not. What was it? A crown? A sword? Authority? No, he had God with him. And he had God with him because of the decisions he made daily. He behaved himself wisely in the sight of all men. He behaved himself wisely in all his ways. Think about that. Hey, have you behaved yourself wisely in every way? The result was the Lord was with him. James chapter number 4. James chapter number 4. We're coming up on football season, and you can only have, I mean, I guess you could have multiple favorite teams, but somewhere along the line, maybe you pick a favorite team. Not that the end-all, be-all is sports, but maybe you pick a team, and then anybody that kind of flaunts their team, you kind of, you know, you compare stats, or you compare records, or all of that kind of stuff. I mean, you still got to play games and stuff, but throughout life, you know, there's certain people that I don't mind. I mean, you want to be kind and loving to everybody, but hey, if you just don't agree with me, I'm okay with that. Someone is contrary to the Word of God and just can't get along. We can't see eye to eye. I'm not gonna waver from my stand on the Scriptures. I'm not gonna be rude or mean. But if you just can't get along with me because of my stand for Christ, I'm kind of okay with that. There's one I do not want an enemy of. There's one person, there's one being I don't want to be on the wrong side of, and that's God himself. And David behaved himself wisely in the sight of all men, but listen, young men here, he also behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And the Bible says, because he behaved himself wisely in all his ways, that he had something not a lot of other guys had. God was with him. Hey, you want to be in a place where God can look down on your life and go, yeah, I can get along with that all right. In James 4:6, it says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. I'm thankful for the grace of God. I'm thankful for more grace. There's times in my life you just need an extra dose of that grace. And how is that? Why is that? Or when do those things show up? And when that conflict happens, and maybe there's a temptation to desert some of the principles and standards and waver a little bit. Hey, I want to encourage you tonight. Behave yourself wisely in all your ways. Why? Because it's tough for God to get along with a proud heart. Why did he leave Saul? I'll tell you why he left Saul, because Saul thought he didn't need the Lord anymore. He started doing things that he thought was right, never asking God what he thought. Actually, God gave him instruction. He says, you know what? I think I know better. Could you imagine telling God that you know better? I can. I have. Right? How many times has God led you in something and go, you know what? I'm going to do it my way first. We're no different than Saul. How was that? That was unwise. You didn't behave yourself wisely. And instead of walking with God side by side, you were walking against what God said. There's one thing I don't want in my life, and that's to be against God. In Psalm 41, Psalm 41, verse 10, the psalmist says this, but thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me. Raise me up. Hey, you get bigger than the Lord, you're not going to have the attitude of pleading for mercy. And you know, when God is with us, you know what that gives us? That gives us some confidence. It gives us strength. It reminds us that our help is near. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy 31. In verse 6, be strong and be of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Similar verse that found in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, right? So can we follow this thought? I mean, well, we start here and we kind of progress through it. It's kind of like a geometry. It's a thesis statement, and it kind of follows along here. You behave yourself wisely. How? In all ways. What is the result of that? And God was with him. And when God is with us, look at what happens. You're strong, courageous. How could David conduct himself in such a way? Why? Because God was with him. And God was with him because he behaved himself wisely in all his ways. And that produces confidence, that produces strength, and that reminds you that help is near. David's going to find himself in some really difficult and ugly situations. I'm thankful that we'll conclude with this thought, but I'm thankful King David didn't respond to King Saul as how King Saul was responding to David. Multiple times, King Saul tried to take a javelin and throw it right through the heart of David. Missed. David had an opportunity to get revenge, but again, David behaved himself wisely. You know who God honors? David. 1 Samuel chapter 18, last one. David behaved himself wisely in the sight of all. Number two, he behaved himself wisely in all his ways. Number three, in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 30, and the princes of the Philistines went forth, and it came to pass after they went forth that David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. What a great testimony. Even in the midst of lowered standards around you, never does David lower his standard. Not at this moment, and God blesses that. David behaved himself more wisely than all the servants of Saul. Hey, I want to encourage you. When the morale level around you drops, when the standards of Christianity drop around you, I was talking with someone tonight, telling me of a pastor and youth pastor that are exchanging alcohol with one another. Well, if they're doing it, does that mean? Hey, when the standard drops around you, behave yourself more wisely than the servants around you. Just because the morality drops doesn't mean yours has to. What set David apart? He behaved himself more wisely than all those around him. Don't lower your standards to those around you. We have a phrase at our house, render not evil for evil. Just because someone does something wrong to you does not give you the opportunity or license to do that back. I give this illustration all the time. Just because the guy went speeding down the road past you doing 70 miles an hour in a 55, does that mean you can go rob a bank? And you would say, no. Well, if someone sins towards you, does that mean you get to reciprocate the sin? No. Rise to what God has for you. Doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. Let's look at just a couple of these here tonight, and we'll be done. We will be done with 1 Samuel 18. Go with me to John chapter 4. We have three verses to look at. We'll just stay here till school starts tomorrow. It'll just make it easier. John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Yeah, but say worship around me gets a little bit different. Say people are calling things God that isn't God. Do not lower your standards to the people around you. You stick with what God says is right. There's a way to worship the Lord, and it's out of a pure and true heart. Well, I see them singing, and I know what they're doing. Stop. Now, I must be able to... Stop. I promise you, at the end, it doesn't work out. We can follow Saul's life. He gets more bitter and more nasty. He goes crazy trying to get a hold of David. And you know what? David had God on his life. And as long as that was going on, Saul would never catch up with David. We think, well, I'm just going to compromise a little bit. It'll just make it easier. No. Just because everybody's doing it doesn't mean we have to change. We're going to behave ourselves wisely to what God has told us to do. You behave yourself wisely according to what God has told you to do. Matthew chapter 6. This whole world is chasing after money and fame. And remember this. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, no man can serve two masters. Hey, Christian, get your head and your heart in the game. Remember what it's all about. Well, I need to make money. I need to do that. Hey, it's about serving the Lord. Yeah, but everybody, look at what they get to do. Hey, behave yourself wisely in the midst of the servants of Saul. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Well, look at how happy they are. They're just, they care nothing about God, and they're just going after, hey, you're not like everybody else. You've been designed for a purpose. Remember all that? We're going to be standing before the judgment seat of Christ one day. You better use what God has given you for His honor and glory. Number three. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. Have higher standards than that, than the world around you. Say, that's not hard these days. You'd be surprised. When we were in Africa there, there was a swimming pool. Remember the swimming pool? Nice swimming pool. 30 feet by 40 feet. It was a little chilly, but all right. When it's 85 degrees out, it felt nice. I was around some of the guys towards the end of the days, and the pool, from so many people being through it, it got dirty. It was just, the water was not as clear as day one. And some of the guys were like, I ain't going in that. Well, that's fine. I mean, go, that's no problem. You don't have to. But after a period of time, because other people were in it, they jumped in. I'm not saying swimming in the, I'm saying the illustration is, at one point in your life, you said, no, I'm not going to do that. That's not right for me. And then everybody's in the water, and you're like, well, I guess I can get in. No, be careful. Behave yourself wisely. Hold yourself to higher standards than the world around you. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Hey, don't neglect the power of the Word of God in your life. Well, this guy's not using it, or that guy deserted it. Hey, it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. You behave yourself wisely. Behave yourself wisely in the sight of all. Behave yourself wisely in all ways. Behave yourself wisely with a higher standard than the world around you. Behave yourself wisely. What set David apart? Oh, he was good with a sling and a stump. No. He knew how to wield a sword? No. He behaved himself wisely. And because of that, there were many blessings to follow in his life. Hey, your life is no different. Don't cut corners. Don't do anything underhanded. Do right by God always. Let's all stand. I encourage you here tonight. The nation of Israel was a mess. They found themselves surrounded by their enemies, but the biggest problem wasn't that. The problem was that King Saul thought he knew better than the Lord. Hey, you're going to be surrounded all the time. If you work in the world, if you're around the world, if you live in this world, you're surrounded. But that's not the biggest problem. The problem is when we stop behaving ourselves wisely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you for this great reminder. God, I pray you'd help us with these things. God, I pray you'd help us to see. Lord, help us to see things as you see things and not get caught up with temporal things. Lord, I pray you watch over us now, protect us as we travel home. Lord, I pray that you bless our school day again tomorrow, and thankful for the opportunity to have chapel. Lord, I pray you'd bless the preaching tomorrow. God, help us to not soon forget these principles. God, when tested, that we would stand strong in our faith. Lord, I pray for these men that are here tonight. Much like King David, that they would behave themselves wisely. That they would be an example to the younger, that they would be leaders in their homes. Lord, help us. We need you here. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you are dismissed. Have a good night.